Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz. What do you think of this jingle?
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
So today the question is, why are you so cruel to yourself? I've been teaching martial arts for a long, long time, and one thing I've discovered teaching karate, MMA, kickboxing, you know the story because you've listened to the podcasts, I'm sure, in the past. And if you haven't, if you're a new listener, welcome, and make sure you do go back through the back catalogue. We're up to, I think, I've lost track. I think this is 26, 27, something like that. I'll figure it out when I get to 30, when I get to a nice round even number. And thank you for listening, of course. Thank you for everybody so far. This is why I'm doing two a week now. So the Friday Blitz is the shorter question. Anyway, well, I'm starting to waffle. Right, back to it. Why are you so cruel to yourself? I've been teaching martial arts for so long at this stage that I've noticed one thing, and that is people are really, really hard on themselves. I can be hard on myself, not to the same point. Being cruel and being hard are two totally different things. So being hard on yourself and pushing for better performance, yeah, absolutely. But being so cruel to yourself that ultimately you sabotage yourself. So you'll give up to the point of giving up because you think you're such a disappointment. You think that you definitely can't get it. And you go ahead with all these self-limiting beliefs instead of just putting it back into training or back into the task at hand and trying to remain positive. You really do berate yourself and get yourself to the point where you really aren't going to continue and it's not going to be fun anymore. So I'm teaching a lot of people on a daily basis. And as I said, I have done across the board, self-defense, MMA, kickboxing, everything. An athlete and personal training as well, just fitness and health and fitness. And I have noticed that people are way harder on themselves than instructors actually are. I would hate if some of my students were my coach or my mentor because they can be very, very hard on themselves. So it's like this, life isn't perfect. Fighting definitely is not perfect. You strive for perfection, but you're not disappointed to the point of frustration and not wanting to continue when you don't reach the perfection. At the end of the day, life is life. At the end of the day, fighting is fighting. So there comes a point you just have to fight. You just have to get on with it, and it might not be pretty. You try to strive to bring as much of your training into the fight as possible. So you try to bring as much of perfection into life, as much perfection into training and into competing or fighting, but realistically that's not going to happen, and it's not going to be perfect. But you can't let that get you to the point of frustration where you tense up and you tell yourself that you're losing. Now you tell yourself that you're doing worse than you actually are, and ultimately you sabotage yourself to the point of giving up. That is cruelty. The things that we say to ourselves in our mind, the horrible things we let ourselves away with, our inner thoughts, it is borderline cruelty. It's not even being hard on yourself. That's a completely different thing. Being hard on yourself to the point of it driving you forward for betterment, that's grand. I don't have too much of an issue with that. It's the being cruel to the point of making yourself freeze or not having the ability to continue or ultimately giving up because it's not fun anymore. And I'm talking about all the really negative things and the negative things you say to yourself. And, you know, things happen like the recession and we all think that we deserve it. And I've heard so many people saying, well, we deserve it because we had reckless spending. Things happen in your life and you go, maybe I deserve that because I was a bad person. And we can be really, really cruel to ourselves. Now, one of the reasons why you'll be really cruel to yourself is you might not have even got to the point where you like yourself. We won't even worry about loving yourself at the moment, because that's for some people is a serious stretch. How do you love yourself? And loving yourself is egotistical or whatever. Let's just worry about getting to the point of liking yourself. It's very hard if you don't like yourself not to be cruel to yourself. It's very hard if you're not the type of person that you respect. In other words, you don't respect yourself. How would you not respect yourself? By basically living a life that's not true to your inner beliefs. So if you aren't living a life that's true to your own moral values and your own ethics, now up to you, that's totally up to you to decide what they are. But if you're living a life out of whack with that, or you feel that you're not a good person, or you're not worthy, or you're doing things in your life to make you doubt your worthiness or your own likability to yourself, then you're going to have to kind of look at that, because sooner or later that's going to trip you up, whether now or later in life. We like to think that our problems are going to go away if we bury our head, especially I think as an Irish culture, if you bury your head in the sand, you don't deal with it, these problems are going to go away. But you know what? They actually only get worse, and they only get bigger, and you're only even more cruel to yourself, and ultimately give yourself a harder life, and you don't believe that you deserve happiness, or you don't believe you deserve good things to happen to you, or good people in your life, or good fortune, or material possessions that you desire. So it's very, very important to nip it in the bud. And the way you nip it in the bud is any internal speak in your mind that's of a negative nature, you never let yourself away with it. So you answer yourself back. And I know that sounds schizophrenic. I know that sounds like, you know, this internal two-sided, two-personality conversation, was not like that at all. At the end of the day, when you say something to your mind, I'm not good enough, you need to immediately answer that back by, I am good enough. And I have done everything thus far within my ability and with the time I've had to be able to prepare. And I will continue to prepare, but do not let yourself tell yourself that you're worthless or that you don't deserve it. And just generally be cruel to yourself. As a fighter, you most definitely can't let that kind of mentality creep into your fight. Because if you get frustrated, if you lose the will to succeed and the will to win, and you think that you don't deserve it, you're gonna lose, basically. So because fighting is a battle of wills, so that's why you're trying to remain emotionless and you're trying to just deal with the results, almost like a scientist. You're just looking at the results of your efforts, and you're not doing it in you're not very attached to those results. You're trying to be detached to the extent that any kind of negative outcome won't spur another negative outcome. You can handle each individual exchange or each individual technique or each individual situation in life independently of the other, so you're not dragging your baggage forward into the next situation. Look, it's something to think about. I've already gone far too far for the Friday Blitz. It's only supposed to be a 5 minute. I didn't even look at the clock, so I don't know what I'm at. So apologies for waffling. I hope it's something. It might not have all the answers for you in the Friday Blitz because it's only a short one, but it's definitely something for you to think about. That's what I want to do with this. I'm trying to stimulate your thought regarding a subject, and even if you only manage to get something small out of it and say to yourself, right, I'm not going to be so cruel to myself anymore, that's definitely of benefit, and I'm glad I recorded this. So if you have any questions or there's anything that you'd like me to discuss on the main Success Sensei podcast or on the Friday Blitz, make sure you let me know. Email me, message me, Instagram, Facebook, everything else. You know the story. Make sure you like, review, subscribe. Appreciate it. And I'm going to talk to you on Wednesday for the normal Success Sensei podcast. And then again, Friday is the Friday Blitz. So I forgot my own jingle. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Thank you for listening. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.